Don't take it so seriously. Lighten up. Trust the mystery. Lighten up. It doesn't matter anyway. Just enjoy your life. Get out of your way. Lighten up.
Welcome to Lighten Up with Bonnie Wirth on Empower Radio, an inspirational hour of conversation and interviews to help you shift perspective and create balance between being spiritual and human. Now here's your host, Bonnie Wirth, on Empower Radio.
Hello, sweet friends, and happy Wednesday to you. Oh my goodness. How are you doing out there? What a crazy time we're living in. The energy right now playing out in the cosmos is probably as extreme as what it can possibly get. I mean, we are in the middle of eclipse season. We've got full moon energy and, you know, we've got retrograde happening. So it is like crazy. And you're probably feeling a lot of push and pull, a lot of angst, a lot of excitement, and for sure, a lot of uncertainty and doubt. Because I'll tell you, the universe has an amazing way of almost stirring up inside of us what it is that we need to move forward through. Forward and through. And that's what we're going to be chatting about today. This is about taking a look at what it is, again, we want to be, do, and have in our world, because I think for the most part, people do not recognize that we actually have a choice. So many people leave it up to fate. So many people believe that God has a higher will or a higher plan for all of us, where others just, you know, everything happens for a reason. And although those are serving to some capacity, they're also a little outdated. They're a little old school for where we are now within the energies of the universe and where we're sitting very strategically here in 2017, this year of new beginnings. You know, it is this magical energy, as extreme as what it is, this is magical time. You're going to find that August is going to be, I want to say, you're on turbo boost right now in your life. It's, you know, those cars where you're driving down the road and you can just press that little button and it just like jets off really quick. You have like all this power. That's exactly what's playing out for us right now. And you can expect that August is going to be supreme in this energy. And it has to do with all of those gathering forces that are playing up around us. And it's such a great time to really take a look at where we're sitting in our life. Now, for those of you that are tuning in for the first time, I think it's important to play out and just to reiterate what I mean about 2017. This is the year of new beginnings. 2017, when we look at it from a numerology standpoint, is where we are having a global effect on how it is we want to contribute to lives of other of our own self, but on a much grander scale of that which is of all humanity. And so we're taking a look and you're probably feeling the stirrings in your own soul. You know, I've had a lot of conversations with my clients, with even random strangers. I love how that plays out too. Conversations with random strangers that are saying, you know, I'm just not very happy where I am in my job right now. I really feel like I should be doing more with my life. I'm really, you know, contemplating making a move or a big change. You see, things are happening, you know, bigger than all of us, whether we're in awareness of it or not. And so perhaps you've had those same conversations. Perhaps you have been feeling that exact same way. And I'll tell you, if you have been, then you have tuned into the right show, because this is where we're going to kind of get into some nuts and bolts. And how do we become a little bit more of a participant in our own life? And that's important to recognize and realize, is that we do have a choice. So many people that I work with, I work with all the weirdos of the world, you know, the misfits, and those people who know that they've got this higher calling, this something so much bigger than who they are or what has been playing out for their life. And so they'll come to me believing, and it is a belief, we're going to talk about that in a few minutes as well, believing that because of these gifts, there's only a certain way that they can serve, or there's an expectation, and that they need to fit, you know, into what is acceptable or normal within society. And those are beliefs. And what it does, it actually creates limitation. It actually holds them back from truly being in alignment with the greatest service that they can possibly be. That authentic, most real, most, I want to say, glorified and divine expression of who they are. And so we're going to take a look at this today to say, hey, we get to decide. We get to make some choices that are in support of where we are going from this point forward. We don't have to just play the cards that have been dealt to us. We actually get to pick up that deck. We get to shuffle them around and we get to decide which cards flip up. It's so much fun. And it really, I guess, puts you back into a place where you are, you get to have a say. You take your power back. And I mean, and what greater thing is that, is to recognize and realize you don't have to sit back and just learn to be comfortable with what reality is, but that you actually get to have a say. You see, for the most part, that's what you're being pushed to do. For those of you who have been kind of lackadaisic, letting the world go by, not really making any decisions, living with uncertainty and creating all of this torment within your mind, you really are handing over your life. You're handing over your life for it to play out in some way, and that you have to try to learn to accept. But I'm here to tell you that you get to be cooperative, interactive with the powers of the universe. You get to have a deciding factor in terms of what you want to be, do, and have for your life. You get to create it on purpose. So when we take a look at, I mean, it was huge relief. I want to take you back 10 years in my life. 10 years ago, I was in this place where I was miserable. Like, you could not get more miserable than what I was. Although the people that saw me or knew me could see on the outside that I looked like this happy-go-lucky person, I was still this person who could smile, who could find humor and laughter and joy in my life. However, on the inside, I was miserable. I was fuming. I was so caught up in this belief that my life was destined for the suckery that it was. I worked really hard. I had to work hard for my money. I had to prove myself over and over. I was in a job that, although I was very successful in, was not fulfilling. But yet I saw myself sitting there at that desk, at that computer for the next 20 years. And it depressed me even more. You know, my past, of course, had caught up with me as well. I had all of these, you know, all of this traumatic life-changing stuff that was starting to pop into my psyche that had really amplified and created all of more, even more insecurity. And it was at this place where I was like, you know, I'd give up or give in. And it was at that time, I mean, that's the amazing stuff that happens, where all of a sudden we get to this place of absolute surrender. And I was in a state of mind and in a state of heart where I said, something has to change. It's like, God, take me from this place or make this all mean something. I was in this state of absolute giving up on everything in life. And, you know, even at that, I mean, truly, ultimately is a choice. I mean, wow. It's crazy to think back there. It was at that time that I was introduced, you know, ask and you shall receive, because at that time is when I was brought into the science of mind. And through that was the realization, this understanding of our thoughts, of the paradigms of consciousness, of the things that dictate and where our thinking goes and how it is that we actually have the capacities within us to think better thoughts. And in thinking better thoughts, creating a new emotional resonance within our own self. And as a result in that, that we ultimately could change our life. Change course of wherever we've been, and that we can then begin to navigate in a way that we can create more joy, more happiness, more ease, more financial flow in our lives, simply by activating something deep inside of us, waking up to this infinite power that exists within us and that is of us, and getting a little clearer on what it was we actually wanted to do, or I wanted to do. So I'm speaking today as a girl who has been there, done that, who has been in the trenches and the gutters of life, to be in a place where I am now in not only within success within business, but success within relationships, success within life. I'm thriving. I'm happy. And does that mean that every day is a bed of roses? No, it doesn't, because you know, and if you've tuned into my show before, we're all human. We've all got our stuff that we go through. But now I have the tools to be able to pull myself up, be able to engage with whatever is playing out, working it energetically and from a higher perspective, and knowing that I still, every single day, have a choice. And so when we look at creating a life on purpose, this is about now activating and initiating those unseen forces in the universe to start working in support of the life that we want to create, of the life we want to be living. I think ultimately what plays out for most of us is we get so tied up in reality. And that's our first mistake. Now, I know on the grander scale of things, there's no such thing as mistakes. And you've heard me say that before as well. You know, we're here as these beautiful divine souls, and we're here to gather wisdom as we partake and, you know, play in life. But in that is the recognition that, you know, that there's something bigger within all of us. And I want to give you some really great steps today to take you from where you are in your current reality and not only start shifting your mindset, but changing the emotional response within you to truly activate and trigger something even bigger for your life. Because I'll tell you, sweet friends, that you are more than worthy and deserving of living the life that you truly are dreaming of. In whatever way that is, it can be in service to other people, in terms of your relationship, in terms of your health, in terms of your financial needs. Everything, the scales can be altered significantly. And I have, over the years, played with this, had great results, and then got really comfortable where I was and kind of let things slide and, you know, fall into a little bit of a puddle in life, or a pothole sometimes, depending on what's playing out, where I have to fall back or fall forward, I guess is a better way of saying it, fall forward into these philosophies, into the exercises, into the work, really, in pulling myself out of where I've been so that I can continue to interact with life in a way that is fulfilling for me. Okay. So first off, I want to tell, this is exciting. And I'll tell you, you know, I say it time and time again, like, oh my gosh, can we choose a topic for a show, Bonnie, that you could do like, you know, a whole weekend retreat on? I mean, seriously. And I, you know, as always, things are always birthed and always begin. But hey, I want to tell you, if you are liking anything that I'm saying about this science of mind here today, about the philosophies and what it is, I'll tell you, I've got this amazing retreat just happened, by the way, just thought I'd throw that in, that is happening this November in Cancun, Mexico. It's called SheScape. And this is where we are going to take a look at the whole aspect of spirit, mind, and body, and how everything integrates and plays up, and how we can work with all these unseen powers to really create that wholeness, that health, and how to activate and work within a heart-centered consciousness to really grow and evolve in our lives. So if you are interested at all in attending, I want to tell you, there are only 8 spots. I'm going just with a small group. This is going to be you and me and, you know, 7 other women that get to gather and engage in these philosophies and start to put some practices into place to create a really beautiful foundation for life. So if you're wanting to learn more about that, I encourage you to register as soon as possible. You can find out more information on my website at bonnieworth.ca. Okay. Before I get too carried away in babbling, I also want to make sure to tell you that after the commercial break, I open up the phone lines. That's a guarantee with every single one of my shows. Okay? So if you would like to give me a call, if you need a little bit of guidance and some support, if you have a question about anything that I've been sharing here today on the show, I want you to invite you to call me. The number is 248-809-3255. 3475. We can chat about possibilities for you. We can chat about what it maybe you need to begin to do in order to alter or shift or navigate some of the things that you're dealing with in your life. Phone lines are open. That number again, got your pen and paper? That phone number again is 248-809-3475. Give me a call. All right, we can chat. All right, so we're going to take a look now. I think most, you know, one of the things that plays up big for us little humans is the fact that when it comes to truly figuring out what it is that we want to do, we spend so much time and energy caught up in our thinking that, says the Gemini, let me just tell you, caught up in our thinking, trying to figure out what it is that what we like, what we don't like, what we want to do, what we don't want to do. We spend all kinds of time. You know, there isn't a single mental move that we can make that doesn't have to do with us having to make a decision. And that's the biggest things. Our decisions or the lack of them are responsible for either making or breaking anything we want to be, do, and have. When we become in this place where we can make some decisions, when we can do it without being influenced by the opinions of other people, which is not very easy, of course, we recognize that. Not your whole life becomes yours. The health of your mind and body, the well-being of your family, your social life, the type of relationships you want to develop are all dependent on your ability to make decisions. You know, it's a very basic law of the universe. We either get into creation or we get into disintegration. And indecision causes disintegration. I mean, think about it. I love that. Think. How often have you heard somebody say, or perhaps you've caught yourself, I don't know what to do. What should I do? We think about some of the decisions we have. We virtually, everybody else on the planet goes through this from time to time. You know, should I, or what do you think I should do? Do I love them? Do I leave them? Do I quit? Do I stay? Do it, don't do it, buy it, don't buy it, say it, don't say it, tell them, don't tell them. Everything comes down to a decision, you know, the apple or the orange. There's always a decision that we need to make. But when we are in a place where we're indecisive, and we all experience that in time, from time to time, it creates what you could call an ambivalence. And in that energy, that what is what begins to disintegrate, because it begins to play around on our self-confidence, our low self-esteem, and because of lack of confidence and our inability to make a decision, we end up staying stuck. And I'll tell you, I have had a lot of stuck conversations with my clients over the last few months. So what, you know, it really boils down to is that you must make a decision. This isn't about worrying about whether you're going to fail or whether you're going to win big. This isn't about whether you know how to do it or don't do it. When you can decide right where you are with what you have, the moment you do, it's like once you decide, heaven and earth, all of the people, the resources, the information, the teachers, whomever, begin to show up in your experience, because the universe and all of the powers that be are just waiting for your decision. That's it. It's amazing how quickly that can happen. I mean, this happened for me last week. Now, many of you who follow me know that I had been offered an amazing opportunity. Now, it had been a goal of mine. It was something that I had worked towards or had thought about, and had actually took me 3 years. It's not sad. It took me 3 years to decide whether or not I was going to move forward with it. So I finally made the decision. I sent in an application, and of course, I was accepted. So in that, there's excitement and bells and whistles and fireworks going off. And it's like, wow, this is a huge accomplishment. And yet at the same time, I still needed to make a decision as to whether or not I was going to proceed with it. Now, to make a decision really is, you know, I'm telling you got to get out of your head, sweet friends. We get so caught up in the should-haves, I should, I shouldn't, what, tell them, don't tell them, should I do it, should I buy it, should, you know, all those shoulds. We just continue to should on ourselves all the time when we're in our mind. And so what needs to happen is we need to get out of that busyness of the mind, really get grounded, centered, right in the heart of the matter, and begin to feel into what is in our highest and best. I'll tell you, once you get into this space, you are grounded, there's more clarity, and you can begin to take steps. And suddenly decisions don't become quite as difficult as what the mind has conceived it to be. But you got to get out of your head. I think that's ultimately the first thing. Regardless of the circumstances that are playing out in your reality, regardless of what you think you should do or what other people's opinions are, no matter what, it's about tuning out everything around you, getting so deep and centered within you that you're able to, it's almost, I would say, make a decision that is able to eliminate any of the confusion or the problems that the ego mind can so quickly create for us. So in that last week, I got out of my head, because for everything, every check mark, every goal, the excitement of it, the opportunity for what it would provide, what it would do, what it would, you know, what I could accomplish. I mean, I was starstruck with it all. But I needed to get out of my head, and I fell deep into my heart to really check in with myself as to whether or not this was the in my highest and best, or whether or not it was the most benevolent choice for me to make that was in alignment, not only with what I truly desired, but in alignment with the goals of my own soul. We must check in. It is so important. So this is about, you know, it's funny, once you make a decision, you know, as I said, all the people, the resources, the ideas, everything you need comes into play. Well, in my making of the decision, of me deciding based on everything that I had, you know, that time within, based on that in the decision, the moment I made the decision, yes, it was an opportunity. But the beautiful thing, when we make a decision, we either open a door or we close a door on opportunity. But regardless of which direction that door is going, opening or closing, there will always be another opportunity. Always. That's the beautiful thing. But we must make the decision. That's ultimately where we have to start. I mean, how, think about that in your own life. How much have you been accused of being a procrastinator? You know, there, if you're procrastinating things in your life, you're overthinking, and then the logic mind is in control. It's time, sweet friends, to get out of your head, into your heart, and begin to center yourself in making those choices and decisions that are best for you in the highest way, in order to truly activate and bring forward to you a life that is fulfilling and rewarding on all levels. All right, I want to make sure, before commercial break here, I want to make sure to provide you with that number. If you are only just tuning in, if you forgot to write it down, that phone number is 248-809-3475. Call me, we can chat, I can help walk you through anything that might be playing up for you in regards to what I'm sharing here today, if there's something you need a little bit of direction or clarity on. So we go into this place of decision making. As I said, that's the first thing you need to do. I know it sounds really, really silly, but without a decision, you have no direction. Right? And that was me. Without a decision, I had no direction. Once I made the decision and I closed the door on the opportunity, well, holy moly, suddenly there were other opportunities showing up. There were other conversations being had. There were other, you know, people calling, connecting, offering, all kinds of opportunities. Opportunities are always there. We get, you know, have you heard when opportunity knocks, answer the door? Right? When opportunity knocks, you answer. But the thing that you get to recognize or realize is that when you answer the door, you still get to have a choice of whether you're going to move forward with it or whether you're going to make a new choice. But what happens in the moment we make a decision is in where we get to become the creators of our life. And when we can be cooperatively working with the forces of the universe to create more fulfilling life, I'm telling you, that's where the magic happens. That's where, as if by magic, comes from. That's where suddenly all the prayers begin to be answered. I'm going to share with you after the commercial break some ways that you can start activating these beautiful forces of the universe to work cooperatively in your life after the commercial break. Be right back.
When Dad needed help getting around, I became his driver. Any daughter would do the same. But soon enough, he needed help doing more things. And it was up to me to be his personal shopper and financial manager, too. And before I knew it, Dad moved in with me. So I became his cook, his personal assistant, his physical therapist, and even his nurse. When I started taking care of Dad, I didn't realize all the roles I'd have to play. But no matter what, I know I'm still his daughter.
We understand the many roles you play. And to help, we created an online caregiving resource center. At aarp.org/caregiving, you can find resources and connect with the caregiving community. Together, we can better care for ourselves and the ones we love. Visit aarp.org/caregiving to learn more. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
This is you over 30 years ago.
Are we there yet? Are we there yet?
And this is your mom when you drive her back from therapy.
Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet?
Roles change without us noticing. And in your new role, we help you help. AARP gives you the information to help care for your mom so that you can have patience with her just like she did with you. Visit aarp.org/caregiving or call 1-877-333-5885 to get practical health and wellness tips to provide even better care for your loved one.
Are we there yet?
Remember, visit aarp.org/caregiving. AARP. We help you help. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Today, you ate Greek yogurt. You took the train. You wondered why people spend so much time reading celebrity blogs. You read a celebrity blog. You planned a workout. You skipped it. You did all the things that one normally does the day before a devastating earthquake shakes the community to the ground. You never know when the day before is the day before. Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
People are always looking to invest in a good opportunity. So what if you could invest in the future of kids, like a stock? Not the kind of stock that's about making money, but a stock for social change called Better Futures. With your investment, it helps students like me go to college. My name is Charles, and I'm your dividend.
Invest in better futures with UNCF. Visit uncf.org/invest. A mind is a terrible thing to waste, but a wonderful thing to invest in. Brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
Lighten up. Don't take it so seriously. Lighten up. Trust the mystery. Lighten up. It doesn't matter anyway. Just enjoy your life. Get out of your way.
Now back to Lighten Up with Bonnie Wirth on Empower Radio.
I absolutely love talking about this stuff. I want to tell you that my heart just starts beating a little faster and I just get inspired not only for my life, but for your life too. I hope that, you know, something I say today is going to trigger whatever you need to initiate or to activate you taking some very courageous steps to do something a little different than what you've done before. You know, you've probably heard that as well. You've got to, you know, if you want to have change in your life, you've got to change some of the things you've been doing. And I hope that my show today invites you to start making some of those changes. You know, before the commercial break, I was talking about the decision. So, you know, we're in this place. I want to say that let's just throw it out there and let's pretend that you've made a decision. As I said, once that happens, the people, the places, circumstances begin to show up in order to support that. The universe goes into action for you. Okay. Now, as that happens, there's a part of it that needs that, again, conversations I have over and over with the people I work with, is that they have never made a decision because they've never figured out what it is they truly want for their life. Are you sitting there too? We have all kinds of ideas about what that is, but we've got to take active we've got to get active with initiating what it is we're asking for, because the universe has no idea based on our thoughts alone. What catches its attention is the emotion behind what it is we've been thinking about. So first, my friends, I want you to get clear. What is it that you want? Now, this can be a really easy question to answer because generally we don't have it. What do I want? Well, I would love $1 million because I don't have $1 million, right? It's pretty easy to figure out what we would like to have, or perhaps what we would like to be or do, you know. We have to get into asking, and asking is not asking of the mind. Asking is of the heart, and there is a distinct difference. I have over the years, I'm just paused and thinking about, in particular, three or four different people that left a real significant memory for me in terms of the decisions that they made for their lives that were head-guided versus heart-guided. And what I mean by that is the head will often justify with logic. It will translate all of the pros and the cons. And now this is positive and good as well. However, even after, we've got to give that ego mind a say. So give whatever it is to that those thoughts that are present and there. But then the next important step is to get out of that head into the heart and have a much deeper conversation within your own self. And very often, what the heart and the mind want or desire or believe is possible are completely opposite. The guidance of the heart is the connection to the soul. And at that level, absolutely calls upon all of the universal forces to guide you in the direction that is in your highest and best, the path that may not always be the easiest, but it is the one where the most growth and evolution for your soul comes about. And when we can decide or make or move forward from that place, everything plays out as if by magic. When we make decisions from our head, we stumble. We run into problems. We have brick walls. We have all kinds of things that will cause us to halt or to stop, to give up. But yet heart guidance, even though we may still have problems that arise, we suddenly within our own self have the clarity in how to solve those problems, how to overcome what might be playing out. We're given the how to achieve or accomplish. Little tidbits, guidance from within. So what I guess I would love for you to hear most today on the show is that you have the ability to create dreams, to originate ideas, to discover solutions to problems from the energy as it flows through you and then into the mind, something from much deeper within you. And the only limits that we ever place, the only thing that stops us in moving forward in the direction of our dreams are those that we consciously choose to place on them. This is where creation of, you know, new life originates or doesn't. So where you are right now in this time of 2017, have you got clear? And I don't mean that you've got a clear path and know exactly what you're going to do. Have you got clear on what it is you want for your life? Now, the biggest thing to take a look at is when we are asking for our own life. One of the keys in this is as we ask for ourselves that we pray or ask or intend for that to be bestowed upon another person. You see, very often we get into a place of what is self-full, and that's important because we want to take a look at what's working in our life and what's not working. But we must also take a look that if we are calling forward or praying for, asking and intending through the wants and desires that we have for our life, that we initiate the most powerful by giving to others first what it is that we're asking for our own self. And giving to them can be something physically. I mean, we can be giving somebody money if we're wanting to receive money. Tithing is a whole other component of universal law and would probably be a whole other show that, you know, or conversation for you and I to have. But in understanding that even through intention, thought, or prayer for another person to experience health, financial ease in their life, that they may know more happiness than ever before, that they may find all their path, their calling, that they can rise and be and live to their fullest potential, that as we pray and activate and call that out and bless that upon another, that we are initiating and creating the same for us, our own self. So instead of being in a place of selfish or self-centeredness, it's so funny because those are all important words. Being self-full is important. Being self-centered, that's important. We need to be, but I'm approaching this from an ego place, not from that spiritual place, because it's important for us to be self-centered. Hello. But if we go into that the ego state where we're asking just for our own self, we literally create or cut off flow. We actually put pause in the universe. We press the pause button. But when we can, with all the love in our heart and with the passion that we have to see life better for someone else, that in that, may it be for them as it is for me now, and thank you, that we can initiate and activate prayers for other people in the universe while at the same time being in creation for our own self. Because we need to understand in the oneness of all that we are, that as I do pray and that I do call upon creation and ease and help for someone else's life, that the reciprocating energy of that is for me to have ease. Whatever you give, you shall receive. Whatever you give, you shall receive. And when you activate that from that energy of intention, of heart-centered, gracious, kind, loving energy, when you do unto others as you have done unto you. So I would love, I invite you, I encourage you, I'm going to kick you in the butt and have you start, if nothing else, starting to pray for what it is you want for your life by blessing it on another person. Call it in for them. Become an active co-creator for your life by helping to co-create with another. This isn't about a place of, you know, so you're going to get all your stuff. Your prayers will be answered. And from my experience, they are always answered in even greater capacity than what we could comprehend. we could ever anticipate for ourselves, blessing upon for another first. Give that a try, truly. Do that every day for 30 days. And I can guarantee you that things will significantly shift for your life. Guarantee you. So sit down, write a list of everything that you want. In fact, one of the challenges that I give the people that I work with is to write a list of 100 things. 100 things that you want to be, do, or have. It is probably the hardest list to ever write. But I want to invite you to do that. First, get clear on what it is you want. And then you take that list. And in the blessing of it for your receivership, you start praying those things for another person's life. It's amazing what begins to play out and happen. All right, so that's a 30-day change your life right now kind of process. I want to give you another one. This one is even, I want to say, as powerful, as cool as the first one that I gave you. So again, This is about your commitment to saying, I'm ready to step into my personal power, to be completely empowered in my life, and I'm ready to initiate and call upon all of the forces of the universe to be in support of my life. And I'm taking responsibility. You see, I've got to talk about that responsibility card. No matter what has happened in your life, no matter what has played out, where you've been, what you've done, what has happened in the past or didn't happen, you are not a victim of that. You have the power within you to take what it has happened to you, to gather all of the wisdom of every single one of those experiences and make some new choices for your life right now. Responsibility in that victim place is not saying and blaming other people for your circumstances and blaming them for what they did or didn't do for you. It's not about looking back in the unforgiving aspects of what your parents did or how they treated you. This is about you staking claim of taking responsibility right now, right here for your life. The moment that you begin to recognize that everything that has played out and happened in some way or the another has not happened to you, but has happened for you to become, for the evolution of your path, your journey, your purpose. And so when you can be in that place of saying, okay, responsibility is right here, right now. I'm showing up for my life. And that's what I'm inviting you to do here with a little 30 days of praying for somebody else and intending for them what it is you would like to receive for your life. Something else I want to really encourage you to do. If you were to wake up every day and did nothing else, I want you to do this. To grab a pen and paper, and every single day you write a list of 10 things that you are grateful for. Not repeating from the day before, 10 things every day you're grateful for. And when you have completed your list of 10 things, I want you to sit down, be still within you, and send love to 3 people you do not like, or 3 people who have wounded or hurt you in some way in your life. Then when you have done this, and I mean genuinely done this from that higher place within you, not from the ego place of what they've done to you or how they've wounded you or how they've hurt you, but from a place within you that says, I am forgiveness and I am setting myself free. From that place, when you can send love to those people who have hurt and wounded you, you take your power back. It's beautiful. And then once you have wholeheartedly extended that love to them, you spend 5 minutes in silence. That's it. Every day, 10 things you're grateful for, followed by sending love to 3 people you don't like or who have wounded or hurt you, and 5 minutes in silence. 5 minutes to connect, to find breath, to be still, to get centered, and go forward in your day. Give that a try for 30 days. Guaranteed, you are going to shake, shift things up in your life. Guaranteed. Okay. How much fun is this, right? Look at the possibilities here. I want to give you all kinds. I feel like, possibilities. There's always like you're juggling balls in the air, right? And it's like, here, I'm going to throw you a blue ball. And now I'm going to throw you a red ball. And you get to decide whether you're going to play with the blue ball or the red ball. But now I'm going to throw an orange one to you too, because I've got one more idea for the next 30 days to help you create a life on purpose, one that you feel fulfilled in, one that answers your prayers so that you can receive what it is that you have been praying and asking for from the universe. So what is that? The next task, and it depends. Again, we all have different things that really we feel called to, and that's why I want to make sure to bring this third one in. When you wake up in the morning, and morning is a beautiful time because it's the breath of a new day. It's opportunity. It's a new beginning, right? Everything that was yesterday has come into completion. We're in a place of a new sunrise, new opportunities, a new beginning, a new start to the day. And that's why I encourage you to do this in the morning. Yes, it is powerful and you can still get results and things can magically happen when you do it at night. But most times at night, we are completely exhausted. We have given everything we can give and we're so depleted mentally, physically, emotionally. But in the morning when we wake, even though we might have sleep in our eyes and we might, have a little trouble crawling out of the warmth of those covers, it is the ideal time to set forward what it is that you want for your day. Create your day by taking, honestly, everything that I'm giving you here, you guys, all of this like takes maybe 10 minutes. You have 10 minutes in your day to consciously set course on what it is that you want to experience, what it is you're asking for. So, this final part, giving you the orange ball here, my friends, is about creating some orderly, focused intention for your day. This is where you sit down again with a pen and paper and you make a list of what you would like to be today. A list of to be. To be kind, to be courteous, to be respectful, to being in financial flow, to being open-hearted, to being calm and peaceful within your mind. What is it that you are going to choose to be for that day? And once you have made a list of what it is that you want to be for that day, the next list that you make is your list of to-do. All the things that you know need to be accomplished or that have been on your mind that you want to reconcile. Check, for those people who like making lists, where you can check things off. What can you check off your list? Make your list of to-do. You can create the list of to-be and the list of to-do. And the only thing that is required of you is to live from your list of to-be. Making conscious choice in every situation and in every conversation to respond instead of react, to have a place of centeredness that is of compassion without judgment, to live from what it is you want to be. And I'll tell you, everything that is to do will be accomplished with ease and grace. Everything that is to do, from the grandest of steps to take in the direction of your dreams to doing the laundry will be accomplished with much ease. Isn't that great? Like when you think about it, wow, there's ways of doing things that will keep me in flow, where this won't be hard or difficult or challenging, or I won't quit and give up. When we can consciously choose to live from to be, we activate and call out inside of us our higher self to navigate and take over. And when we are allowing for our higher self to lead our day, we shift vibration dramatically. And with a shift of vibration, we feel better. We feel happier, more elated. We begin to create emotions inside of us that resonate with universal manifestation. Because all of the ideas, everything that we place in our mind is in control of vibration. And the vibration dictates that vibration, how good or bad you feel, whether you are in a critical, negative, condescending frame of mind, or you are in a place of kindness and gentleness and gratitude and compassion for humanity. That vibration plays out within a person and cause and really sets course in terms of how you will feel throughout your day. And how you feel throughout your day is where where things are created from. Regardless of whether that feeling is good or bad, when you get used to feeling bad, you become comfortable with it. And you will continue to create in low vibration. And when you are creating in low vibration, you're not going to get anywhere very fast. But when you can alter how you feel in your day, you alter and shift your vibration. And when you alter and shift your vibration, you raise your frequency into a place of receiving. And all that you have been asking for suddenly shows up in your doorstep. And then you get to say, thank you, thank you, thank you. How cool is that? 30 days. That's all I'm asking for you. 30 days. Make a commitment to yourself to try one of these things that I've offered to you here. And just allow yourself. Allow yourself to approach it as if you're on an adventure. Give it a try. Check it out. Just like if there's a new restaurant in your community, you know, you can hear everybody else talking about how great the food is, but until you actually go and order and eat there for yourself, then you will know whether it's food that you like or don't like. If it's a restaurant that works for you or doesn't work for you. It's no different than these three processes that I've shared here today. Now, the ultimate challenge is if you're really ready. Like, I mean, you're really, really, really ready. I want to encourage you to do it all. I want to encourage you to take a half hour, an hour, whatever it is, and go through each and every one of these processes that I've shared. Guaranteed, where you start out on day one will not be the reality that you are living on day 30. That you will have brought yourself into universal flow, and you will be thriving in a way that you have never, you know, really thrived before. That you will be happier, healthier, and will have discovered or rediscovered what it is that you want to do to contribute to the world. What it is, you know, that you can offer, what services you can provide, what classes you can create. What is your higher calling? All of those questions that you have going on in your mind and everything that you've been trying to sort out and everything you've been trying so hard, little human, to get clear on will suddenly be answered. I'd love for you to give it a try. Today is August the 9th, and that you and I connect in 30 days. again and you let me know. You email me, you send me a Facebook message, you do something and you let me in on the magic that has shown up in your life. Now, I'm not saying it's all going to be, as I said earlier, this easy peasy, because when we begin to change things up, you know, we begin to have a little fear in moving forward, a little fear when it's different. Those paradigms and all our belief systems become challenged in some way. But if you can stay the course, I'll tell you, it really is, like, as I said, it's where the magic happens. So on that note, my sweet friends, if you would like to have some assistance and support and some guidance on really starting to take this level of living your life on purpose, and you need a friend, a guide, a helping hand along the way, reach out to me. I've got some really great programs, of course, some coaching, mentoring, all kinds of wonderful things where you and I can play in the world together. Find out more on my website at bonnieworth.ca. And between now and next week, I'm wishing you so much love. May you be blessed in all ways and for always. Bye for now.